Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 152 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. I've got a huge stack of political news dealing with the 2024 election, dealing with potential voter fraud or proven voter fraud at this point in some of these stories. Some big updates coming out of Trump's Florida case. And it's amazing when you watch the media cover Judge Merchan versus Judge Cannon. It really shows you how biased they are. Not that you needed any extra proof of that, but it's really incredible. So Merchan, with all the money going to his family, the millions of dollars, the donations to the Democrats, the Biden campaign, not conflicted at all, perfectly fine. But because Judge Cannon is actually willing to hear Trump's arguments and willing to look into the validity even of Jack Smith's entire special counsel and then his handling of the documents, oh, she's corrupted. She's corrupted because she's actually trying to be a good judge. And then they say, oh, Trump's attorneys are activists. And then it's everywhere you look, it's Democrat activists. So we got a lot of that. Not that it, I mean, maybe it ties into the election. Hunter Biden in court today. And I look at this as mostly inconsequential. I mean, maybe it'll affect the court of public opinion. Maybe it might affect some way, shape, or form the presidential election, what we're learning about Hunter, but he's going to walk. Yeah, I know he's guilty. It doesn't matter. The Democrats have activists in the jury and they will nullify what nobody had the courage to do in the Trump New York case. The Democrats, I predict, will pull off, or his daddy will just pardon him at the end of the day. But the details coming out in this case are, well, it's pretty embarrassing, actually, for Hunter, I would say. But I guess nothing is new because it was already in the laptop, which not only do they triple confirm is real today in the courtroom, now they have to admit completely undoctored, unedited, those were all the real contents. So all those out there doubting that it was real or suggesting that maybe there was some editing or some things and they were fake, you were wrong. Specifically, it was Ed Krasenstein on the air with me on the Alex Jones show like 2 months ago. He said, you don't know those emails and documents could be doctored and fake. We don't know if that's real. Yeah, there might be a laptop, but we don't know. It could be doctored. Well, it came out today in the courtroom. I was right. You were wrong, but I'm sure that's not going to change your mind because you're a liberal. So we got that. We got some AI news, some cyber attack news, some big geopolitical news as well. Some big geopolitical news as well. And you have the left who doesn't watch football. And look, if you want to boycott football, I get it. That's fine. But you have liberals that don't even watch football and they're saying, oh my gosh, these teams didn't make a Pride Month post and didn't change their logo to the rainbow flag. They need to be boycotted. You don't watch the NFL. You don't go to NFL games. So your boycott means nothing.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Still doing everything they can here to separate Trump from his voters or from potential voters. And they have to kind of rewash a lot of the same techniques, you know, because he's Hitler after all. And so they publish this in The Guardian, and it's Trump. Oh, we've never seen this before. It's Trump next to Hitler. And the headline, "The Reich Stuff, What Does Trump Really Have in Common with Hitler? Comparisons between the ex-president and the 20th century Nazi leader are controversial." But a new book, says they resemble each other as political performance artists. And of course, they lied about that Third Reich ad that was just like an AI news headline generator, and it just had historical headlines, and so there was headlines from the 1940s in there, and they said, "Oh, look," and it wasn't even created by Trump's team. It's just some third-party Trump support, and they say, "Oh my gosh, look, Trump is admitting he's the Third Reich, he's symboling." It's like when Sarah Silverman walks down the street and sees a spray-painted warning on the sidewalk that there's a gas line there, and she says, "My God, somebody put a swastika." So they're going back to the Trump is Hitler thing. That's fun. But this is the American left that is vehemently anti-Jew. And so it's really amazing. They do this without a blink of the eye. They can have two completely conflicting ideologies and thoughts at the same time. And it's like it doesn't even, they're just out there in la-la land. They're blocking Jewish students from going to class. And then they're saying Trump is Hitler. Really amazing stuff. But it just shows you how desperate they are. It just shows you now they're going back to the old techniques that don't work. But see, what's dangerous about it is this is them kind of priming the pump for political violence if and when Trump gets elected. That's what they're doing here. Oh, you wear a red hat. You wear a Trump hat. You're a Nazi. Oh, my gosh. And then it causes the division, and it causes the hatred, and it causes the violence, which they promoted in 2016 that led to a lot of violence, a lot of rioting. But left-wing violence is peaceful, and right-wing peace is violence. So you don't, that's how that works. And now they're having massive losses in Florida. Maybe it doesn't matter. I guess they want to try to sink as many hooks into Donald Trump legally as possible, but they already got their hooks in New York. It looks like they may fail in Florida with the latest developments there. Judge Cannon allows lawyers to support and oppose Trump motion to dismiss at hearing on Jack Smith's authority. And to me, the judge is doing the right thing here. And it was after Merrick Garland, and this is cited in the Law and Crime story, because the Democrats are going to argue that, well, why should the Merrick Garland hearing have anything to do with the case? Well, it should have everything to do with the case. If the case is illegitimate, if Jack Smith is illegitimate, and the judge becomes aware of that in a congressional hearing, that's big information. Absolutely, the judge should act. Now, you could say, well, shouldn't Trump's team have to present that to the court? Well, that's what she's allowing. And that's what they're so mad about. So it comes out in the Merrick Garland testimony that Jack Smith is completely unauthorized. And Merrick Garland basically just did a abracadabra and gave him powers that didn't exist in a special counsel in a position that didn't exist. Not to mention he tampered with evidence. So his case is shot. His case is shot. But so because the judge is actually going to allow both sides to have their say and both sides to argue and both sides to present their evidence, then Judge Cannon is somehow biased. But when it's completely rigged cases, like what they do to InfoWars and Alex Jones or what they do to Donald Trump, and they just say, nope, you don't get anything, but the people coming after you, they can have everything. That's how they want it to be. I mean, really, at the end of the day, and this is the ideology. The American left wants to make it criminal for you to be a right winger. They want to make it illegal for you to be a conservative. That's where the persecution comes from. That's where the drive comes from. That's where the censorship comes from. The lawfare, the imprisonment. They want it to be illegal to be a conservative. Of course they do. These people want a one-party rule. They want an authoritarian dictatorship as long as they're running it. And so when they say Trump's going to be a dictator, that's projection. They want a single-party rule. They want to make it illegal to be the opposition. Mar-a-Lago judge makes surprise ruling allowing right-wing activists, lawyers to defend Trump in court. So again, this is the left-wing spin on it. It's the Democrats that have the activist lawyers. But by the way, an activist lawyer is a totally normal thing. I'm not even sitting here acting like the Democrats do something crazy with activist lawyers. Who do you think Benjamin Crump is? Who do you think, what was the names on the tip of my tongue? Gloria Allred. So the left has all these activist lawyers. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was an activist. She ended up on the Supreme Court. So there's nothing strange about having an activist lawyer that takes up a case. In fact, I've got my lawyer coming on, Bob Barnes, in the third hour today to talk about my Supreme Court case getting rejected. You could say he's an activist lawyer. Yeah, he's a free speech activist lawyer. He runs the 1776 Law Center. He wants to defend my right to free speech. So this is perfectly normal stuff. And they say, oh my gosh, Trump has activist lawyers. Like somehow that's abnormal. So, oh my gosh, the judge is allowing both sides to argue. Oh my gosh, Trump has lawyers that want to defend his case. Oh my gosh. Judge Cannon expands hearing on Trump's request to declare special counsel's appointment invalid. So they're so ticked. And look, they could have done a better job with Fauci, but in a way, I mean, you could argue that's an old story and maybe it's time to move on. Now, I'm not saying I believe that Fauci should be prosecuted. I'm just saying the Republicans were much more prepared with their presentation against Merrick Garland, and there is now an after effect, at least already in this Trump case, for one. And they also look at the timing of the New York case where Bragg didn't want to touch it, Cy Vance didn't want to touch it, the FEC didn't want to touch it, and then Colangelo, as soon as Colangelo takes the demotion and winds up in New York City, all of a sudden they get Bannon, all of a sudden they get Trump, and then Garland says, well, that has nothing to do with it. Oh, I'm sure it's just a coincidence. And then they say, oh, it's activists protecting Trump, and oh, the judge is biased for Trump. They literally put Democrat implants in these cases, these illegitimate cases, the judge, the prosecutors, everything. They put all the Democrat implants in there, all the Democrat activists to persecute. And then when a judge actually allows both sides to have a presentation, that's somehow bias. Or when a lawyer actually wants to defend Trump, that's somehow an activist. But That Merrick Garland hearing could end up costing Jack Smith and the Democrats their case against Trump in Florida. Truly. Jack Smith's move to gag Donald Trump could strategically reveal judges' bias. Oh, yes, the judge's bias, because she won't do everything the Democrats want. Jack Smith moved to gag Trump from claiming the FBI plotted his assassination. I don't even think Trump claimed that. The motion could strategically reveal Judge Eileen Cannon's alleged bias. Oh, yeah. The judge doesn't want to take Trump's First Amendment. That's not even how this works. It's the judge that makes the ruling to gag, not the prosecution. Jack Smith thinks he runs the courtroom. I don't even remember Trump saying anything about that FBI document talking about use of deadly force. I don't even think that happened. He just wants to shut Trump up because he's the one that was tampering with evidence. He's the one that's invalid as far as this whole case moving forward. And then he says, I'm going to gag Donald Trump. Well, they got away with it in New York, so he's assuming he can get away with it in Florida. Not the case. So you have a fair judge, and that's what makes her bias. See? By the way, if she was biased, or if she was a Trump supporter or any of this stuff, she would have tossed this case out months ago. So if anything, she's clearly being neutral here and allowing Smith to continue, but also allowing Trump's lawyers to put forth their case for dismissal. But you're not supposed to do that in the left-wing run world. You're a conservative. You're a second-class citizen. See, this is the new Jim Crow era. They want to talk all day, Jim Crow this, Jim Crow that. This is the new Jim Crow era where if you're a conservative, if you're a Trump supporter, if you're a Christian, I mean, I could even get the race card out here, but I'm just so sick of it. Yeah, if you're a conservative, you get the second-class treatment. You're not supposed to get a fair trial. You're not supposed to get equal treatment. You go drink at the other water fountain. You don't get to present your case. You don't get to show evidence. We run this show. Not normal at all. Legal experts say Judge Cannon's absurd ruling shows she's an absolute hack. So they're coming after Cannon in the news. None of these outlets, that's Salon. None of these outlets attacked Judge Merchan. Now, does Judge Eileen Cannon have family members that have taken millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, it'll be hundreds of millions when it's all done, from the Democrat Party? No. Has Judge Eileen Cannon ever made a political donation to Republicans or to Donald Trump specifically? I can't say for sure, but my guess is I'd say it's a pretty safe bet to say no, because if she had, it'd be all over the news. And they'd say, see, she's biased. So I'm going to go ahead and safely say no, Judge Cannon has not made a political donation to the Republicans or to Donald Trump specifically. Now, of course, Judge Merchan, his family has had millions of dollars from the Democrats. He has made political contributions to the Democrats and Joe Biden specifically. But, oh, they don't think that's a problem. When you have a judge actually doing her job, being fair, balanced, neutral, that's when it's a hack. So you have to understand, the mentality here is that the left wing dominates you. The mentality here is that the left wing is above you. You are in a caste system politically now where they want conservatism outlawed. And if you do have the gall to exist, then they want to be able to railroad you in the courtroom. And if there's a judge that's actually fair, that's not fair because they're supposed to be able to railroad you. That's how this goes. And you got more of it coming up now. More of it coming up now. Oh, yeah, that's just the judge's daughter posting pictures of Trump in prison. Democrat Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call indicts Trump attorneys in connection with 2020 alternate electors plan. So So now they're going after Trump attorneys 4 years later. Now, why didn't this happen? By the way, Wisconsin was one of the vote Viagra states for Joe Biden. Donald Trump winning the entire day. I mean, let's go ahead and pull it up. Let's see if the crew can pull up the old vote Viagra line graph for Joe Biden in 2020. Trump was winning Wisconsin all day long. And then it's a magical story. It's a fantasy tale. When at 3:30 in the morning, a miracle happened for Joe Biden. And he got, I think in Wisconsin, I think it was like 250,000 votes at 3:30 in the morning, all for Joe Biden. And it was just the perfect number to put him ahead of Trump right before the buzzer. And then they called it an election and gave Joe Biden Wisconsin. Isn't that beautiful? There it is right there. Magic. Just a little vote magic. So you see, yeah, that was us. That was me and the crew out in the InfoWars truck, InfoWars battle tank, if you will, showing the total anomaly or impossibility of Trump losing Wisconsin like that. I mean, is Wisconsin maybe the most ridiculous of them all? It might even be. Biden was getting whooped in Wisconsin until 3:30 in the morning. So, but here's the thing. This is why it's important. And you have Michigan on the right, Wisconsin on the left. And just keep this on the screen. We have new listeners here at InfoWars every day. And it's always kind of a phenomenon that brings new listeners here. A lot of people become daily listeners. A lot of people will just tune in when there's a big breaking news story. People will tune in when they have free time. But there's always these different phenomenons that draw people to InfoWars. So we have a large portion of our audience that wasn't there in 2020, that wasn't there on election night with us when we were covering this in real time, wasn't there when we did a Southeast tour from Austin to Washington, D.C. I think we hit like 12 different capitals or something and a road trip in the truck and did this presentation the whole time showing these graphs in five states. But, oh, see, so if you've never seen this before, this has to be shocking. This is a line graph of the results of the 2020 election. I'm not trying to make a big fuss over the 2020 election. But the Wisconsin Attorney General is indicting Trump attorneys because they want to question this. Oh, you're not allowed to question a straight line up for Joe Biden at 3:30 in the morning when Trump is winning all day long, and then they call it. Oh, you're not allowed to question that. You're getting indicted now for questioning that. And it's this whole thing of, oh, election denialism. Oh, it's the Republicans rigging elections. And then you look at this graph. I mean, come on. But see, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Judge Cannon versus Judge Merchan. Merchan is the corrupt judge, not Cannon. They say it's Cannon. The Democrats are the one rigging elections. They say it's the Republicans. But you look at the line graph. Can you imagine if Joe Biden, oh my gosh, wouldn't you love to see it? If Joe Biden is winning five states all day long, and then at 3:30 in the morning, Donald Trump gets 300,000 votes to put him ahead before the buzzer? Could you imagine the response from the Democrats? Could you imagine the response from the liberals? They'd be burning buildings down. Forget about January 6th. They'd be breaking into polling locations. They'd be attacking people. Oh my gosh. We just do peaceful presentations. We just do tours on the road, street tours. Do American flag marches. But see, oh, when it's the Democrats that do it, then it's all fair and game. So you get indicted now. So if you're in Wisconsin and you dared question that vote Viagra for Joe Biden at 3:30 in the morning, you now get indicted by the Democrats. But it's Republicans. No, the message here is clear. You're not allowed to be a conservative. You're not allowed to be a Republican activist. You're not allowed to be an active Trump supporter, or they will come for you. Pretty simple. And this is the next level of their warfare against you. In 2016 and 2017, it was actual violence. Now that they don't really have that hatred on the street level for Trump supporters, now they're moving on to the lawfare. And do I have to tell you the next level of this? James Hoskinson goes to a Republican baseball practice to commit a mass murder. Media covers it up. I don't even remember the guy's name. What was the guy's name? Chuck Schumer goes out in front of the Capitol steps and tells Brett Kavanaugh, "You're going to regret this. You're going to regret this, Brett. Your decision here is going to reap the whirlwind. You will pay for what you've done," says dirty Chuck Schumer. And then a guy shows up with a gun and a knife to kill Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, but did the media make a big fuss of that? No, they covered it up, actually. Did you hear about that one? Did you hear about that? No, the mainstream media covered up the attempted murder of Brett Kavanaugh. The mainstream media covered up the attempted mass murder of Republicans by James Hoskinson. The Democrats called for that violence. The New York Times published the story. But if you question an election, you're going to get indicted. And the Democrats will move forward with violence, probably whether Trump wins or loses. But if Trump wins, they're really going to move forward with violence. And they're going to find their crazies, folks. They'll activate all the James Hoskinsons. They'll activate the types that will actually show up to big Republicans' houses. I mean, how many times has Rand Paul been attacked? Democrat terrorism. But because they own 95% of the media and they own the mainstream media conduits, they just cover it up. And then the average American has no idea what's going on. There's them storming the Capitol.
Is that an insurrection?
So it's just building up to 2024 with the persecution and the Democrat Party terrorism and violence that 100% is going to ramp up. By the way, RFK Jr. is trying to get on the debate stage. Crazy to think, what are we, 22 days away from the debate here? I think we're just a couple of weeks away from the debate now, June 27th. RFK has over 125,000 signatures on a petition to get on the CNN debate. Now, I don't know if this is really going to matter. The petition is at Kennedy24.com/debate-petition. They said they needed 100,000. They've got 125 so far more. But you know who's making the rules for that debate. It's the Biden White House. And they don't want RFK Jr. on there because he'll take away votes from Joe Biden. And Joe Biden can't afford to lose any votes. He also might be confused if there's someone else.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
In response to the political move, that's all that was from Joe Biden, with the I'm the secure border candidate. Total political stunt from Joe Biden. Trump posted this on his Truth Social in response, clip one.
We have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
There have been more than 1 million migrant encounters since October 1st, when our fiscal year began. It is the earliest this milestone has ever been reached.
It's a mess that this administration created from day one.
Smugglers and cartels exploiting chaos at the border.
Agents are being removed from the line. They're having to process. They're having to do all the administrative work. And who is it that's, you know, flourishing from this? It's the drug cartels.
Cartel gunmen stroll along the riverbank, armed with rifles. It's here where cartel gunmen have repeatedly been seen wandering through the brush after crossing into the U.S. illegally.
And it's not going to stop because this administration doesn't want it to stop.
This administration just does not care about the American people. They've shown that time and time again.
That is the U.S. side of the Rio Grande.
58 terrorists have crossed the southern border.
The entire world is showing up here at our doorstep. They're crossing illegally and they are expecting to get released here into the United States.
We are in the biggest crisis, border security crisis, that we've ever faced in the history of this country. Nobody has done worse on border security than President Biden. In all aspects of border security, he is clearly failing. He has no answers.
This is insane. The federal government has to wake up.
I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like.
And Biden just rubber stamped for there to be 1.7 million in asylum every year. 1.7 million. That 1.7 million a year is more That would be a record, except for the last 3 years under Joe Biden. Any other year in the United States, in the history of the United States, 1.7 million border crossings would have been a record. But now that that record has been shattered and it's over three in a year with Joe Biden, now that's just, oh, okay, 1.7 rubber stamp, that's nothing. That would be the most of all time until Biden came into office. And I have, we have more evidence proving exactly what we knew already, that this was a political stunt. But let me just get off the rails a little bit here. Because I think this is something that many feel. Maybe you don't, maybe you do. And maybe it's even archaic, but as I'm looking at that video, and Trump has the picture on his Truth Social is him with the American flag face paint. And there's just something about this. Trump with the American flag face paint, Trump hugging the flag, Trump talking up America, hyping America, Trump having the massive rallies and the energy and the patriotism and everything behind it. There's something about that that makes me feel good. And I don't really quite know how to put my finger on it. But there's nothing wrong with being a patriot. There's nothing wrong with loving your country and being proud of your country. Now, there's also nothing wrong with criticizing it when it does bad things or feeling embarrassed or ashamed of it when bad things happen as well. But there's been so much of that. And I think there's just so much about the Trump campaign, the Trump presidency, the energy of the movement. And that just, it just taps into something that we're missing. It's that patriotism. I mean, I think of it like this. It's like if I'm sitting around on a weekend and cooking breakfast in the morning or something, or sitting down for lunch and I'm flipping through and there's like a classic ball game on of the St. Louis Rams when I was a kid or the St. Louis Blues winning the Stanley Cup or something like that. And I flip it on and I don't really live in the sports world anymore, but it's like I flip it on and I feel like a kid again. I feel there's something fun and joyous and some unity that comes over you. And you're just like, you just kind of soak it in and you just, it feels good. And so that's what Trump is delivering. And nobody else gives you that. Nobody else taps into that energy. Yeah. I want to feel good about my country. I want to feel good. I want to be proud. I want my country to do well. I want my fellow countrymen to do well. I want to have policies that ensure our freedom, ensure our prosperity, advance our culture, advance our republic. Yeah, that makes me feel good. I want to win. I want to win the championship. I want to see my team win the championship. I want to wave a rally flag when they score a touchdown, when they hit a home run, when they score a goal. I like that. I want to see everyone around me cheering and feeling good and smiling and celebrating. I want that. I want that for America. And I think you want that too. And I think Trump taps into that. So it's so much bigger. It's so much bigger than a man. It's so much bigger than political wonk. It's so much bigger than policy. It's an energy that's been missing, that's been lacking. And so it's just, I don't know. There's just something about no one else would do that. No. Who else puts themselves in a picture with the American flag painted on their face besides Donald Trump? He wants that. He's into that. I want that. I'm into that. You want that. You're into that. And that's what the Democrats want to steal from you. And when you think about it, it's the antithesis of what globalism is. And I'm not against globalism as far as it's an inevitability when you think about technology and the world shrinking. But no, I want to be able to go to Italy and have Italian culture and Italians that love their country and are proud of their country and want to show it off. Same with Mexico. Same with Brazil. Same with Russia. Everywhere on the planet. Doesn't mean we can't make deals. I don't want to go to every city and see a McDonald's and a Walmart. Nothing against those businesses. It's just the purpose being you want different cultures. You want different people. You want them to be proud. Otherwise, what do you have? You just have one giant monogamous blob monopoly across the planet. So anyway, this is why Joe Biden made that political stunt pretending he's the secure the border candidate. This is CNN talking about the immigration issue in clip five.
Just how important is this immigration issue to American voters?
It's massively important, Jessica, massively important. So I just want to create sort of a timeline for you, a trend line of how different we are in the American electorate now versus where we were 4 years ago. So immigration is the nation's top problem. You know, last time around when Biden was facing off against Trump, just 1% of Americans said it was the top problem back in May of 2020. That ranked, get this, 15th on the list of most important problems, according to the American public. Look at where we are today in May of 2024. 18%. My goodness gracious, what a jump from May of 2020. 18% of Americans say that immigration or something within that realm is the nation's top problem. That ranks second. So a clear movement from 15th to second in terms of the nation's top problems. It's not much of a surprise, Jessica, that President Biden feels like he has to make a move on this right now.
So this explains so much. And what do you think number one is, by the way? The economy. So this explains so much. People weren't concerned about the open borders when Trump was president. And look, he didn't even have it totally under control, but the numbers weren't astronomical. We still had a lot of illegal border crossings, but he was at least trying to stop it down, or they were sending people back. They didn't have this open welfare state. So it was nowhere near as bad. So it's not even close, but it shows that people weren't concerned about it because Trump had it under control. Now they are concerned about it because it's so out of control with Biden. And that's a May Gallup poll. And then what do you know? As soon as we get to June, Joe Biden claims he's the secure the border president. So it was a total political stunt. And what's the number one issue? The economy. How's Biden doing on that?
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air. And they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we're back here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have a top-selling, top-rated product back in stock, and that is Rebel Zen CBD. Now, CBD products are really popular right now, and so we just went out and found the highest quality that we could and brought it to you at the best price we could at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Rebel Zen CBD Full Spectrum 3,000 milligram tincture, and there's also the Salve 1000 pain relief salve as well. And it's 33% off while it lasts, while it's in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I always hear about this. I don't know what it is, but this product, people love telling me about it. When people call in, they usually talk about the supplements or nascent iodine and stuff like that. But maybe it's just because the gym crowd likes it for soreness relief. Or, you know, I'll see veterans out there and they say they like it for stress relief and stuff like that. Rebel Zen CBD. So when I'm out, specifically whatever reason, if I'm at the gym, somebody says, hey, that CBD product, I've tried all these products, CBD, you guys have the best, it's the highest quality, I love it so much, when is it back in stock? It's back in stock and 33% off. So get it while it lasts at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've been waiting for this to get back in stock, now is the time. And for any of your favorite products at InfoWarsStore.com, might be time to buy while they're still there. I mean, I don't do the countdown of, you know, could this be the last broadcast? But it's a very real phenomenon. So get the products from InfoWarsStore.com while they're there. Products you love, stock up while they're available. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. All right. By the way, so more bad news for the Democrats. Again, they already got one hook into Trump in New York. So how much this bothers them, I mean, you can see they're bothered by the Florida case. Appeals court halts Trump's Georgia election case while appeal on Willis disqualification is pending. She's probably going to be disqualified. They'll probably try to find a new way to bring the case anyway without Willis. But I'd say she's going to be disqualified. I'd say it's pretty likely she gets disqualified with the old DQ. The Georgia, the Georgia state politics are very, very conservative. And they're not taking this persecution against Trump lightly. So we'll see how that ends up. But I would say she's likely going to be gone. She's likely going to be gone. Meanwhile, you've got Hunter Biden in court. And while I don't suspect Hunter Biden is going to be punished for this, and even if he does, his daddy will just pardon him, but they probably got enough activists on the jury that they'll just nullify the whole case or have a mistrial or something else. But some crazy stuff coming out. Like, witness number two today, whose social media handle is Weed Slut 420. Hunter Biden met up for a private strip session with Weed Slut 420. And she talked about how Hunter tried an experimental indigenous drug treatment in which the venom of a frog is administered on the skin to purge him. So apparently she's trying to smoke weed with Hunter, and he's like, oh, no, I don't smoke weed. I do frog venom. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the frog venom is actually like DMT. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I've heard of DMT being used for addiction therapy. But Hunter Biden is saying, I'm going to pass on the weed. I'm going to hit the DMT. And other than going into the Amazon rainforest of Brazil or Peru and doing the ayahuasca, I'm pretty sure the DMT from frog venom is actually the most potent. In fact, it might be the most potent. They call it like DMT, like 4-0 or something. So, I mean, Hunter was really getting up at it. Yeah. pretty amazing stuff there. So, Hunter was hitting the frog juice, the frog DMT. What is that one called? It's like DMT 5.5 or something, or DMT 5.0. I think it's like the most powerful stuff. What is it, guys? 5-MeO, that's it. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. Or 4-MeO. So, I don't know if he was serious about, oh, I'm trying to get clean, I'm just hitting the DMT, or if that was his choice. I wouldn't suggest abusing DMT, but, you know, maybe if you want to give it a try, ask Hunter Biden. So, all kinds of crazy stuff. Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen Buell. Yeah, there it is. It's transforming lives. It'll change your life, all right. You'll see something. Might change your entire perspective. Not that I would know. How would I possibly know anything like that? Let's not get distracted here with the toad DMT. Would you trip DMT with Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden's ex-wife Kathleen Buell testifies about his drug use in federal gun trial, talking about how he would get high every 20 minutes, talking about all the crack he would smoke, even how he got his brother's widow addicted to crack. Hunter Biden used drugs every 20 minutes, became angry, short-tempered while he was on crack. Exes say Hunter Biden jury to hear how brother's widow Haley got hooked on crack as they dated. So Hunter was doing crack and having sexual relations with his brother's widow. And by the way, this was all endorsed by Joe. He said he fully endorsed his son having intimate relations with his dead son's wife. That's Joe Biden for you. He's the guy that married the babysitter. I think that was Joe Biden. So I don't know if we should be that surprised So this craziness is all coming out. Now, look, at this point, it's just a human interest story, if you will, a political interest story. And maybe it affects the 2024 election. Maybe it affects Biden's electability. But the media is mostly covering it up. And Hunter's do you really think Hunter's going to go to jail for this? Obviously, I mean, he's guilty unless he lied in his memoir and all these witnesses are lying. But no, he probably lied on the gun registration. And so he didn't take the plea deal or they tossed it out. Now he's in trial. He'll probably get away with it, though. He'll probably get away with it. Smoking crack every 20 minutes. Here's what Scott Perry said to the media about the Hunter Biden corruption in clip six.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's ask, what actual evidence do you have as opposed to allegations to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove that today isn't just about some of you?
Oh, I don't know.
McCarthy for the sake of enacting political revenge.
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch. The prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, look, I'll turn it over to the attorneys.
People can't see that. They think it's political revenge.
It's because you don't report on it.
So this goes on. Again, I don't know if the Republicans have a strategy here, but as you're getting closer to the official nomination of Joe Biden, it looks like they're just going to skip over the actual DNC process because they screwed up their schedules. Folks, once that's certified, I think the gloves are off from these Republicans. You're going to see more hearings, more bank records, more shell companies, more proof of the Biden family's corruption.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Dr. Phil tries to stay politically neutral as much as he can, but in lieu of the recent events, he's gotten a little more political on his TV show, very popular TV show. And so here's what he recently said about the current state of American politics in clip four.
I wanted to share my final thought about this. This weaponization of our great institutions, the FBI, Justice Department, and individual states' similar institutions, will lead to one of two outcomes. One is more of the same from the other side, tit for tat. That may seem deserved, but it is not the right way forward for America. The other is what I call on you to demand from your politicians today, an end to this craziness in order to save the soul and sanity of our country. The Pope has actually given us the right approach in his new book when he says we are all brothers and sisters, and there must be no resentment among us. For any war to truly end, forgiveness is necessary. That is true of any war, including our current cultural war. We need our Justice Department to return to the business of meting out justice and not running the political agendas of those currently in power, blindly seeking convictions, warranted or otherwise, and attacking political opponents. That requires a very few important things from each of you, from all of us. Finding your voice, forgiveness, and focus on the way forward. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness, and at the same time requiring better. We are not some banana republic, for God's sakes. What are we going to do next? Have a Putin poisoning posse and start finding political opponents foaming at the mouth at home, not so mysteriously dying in their lazy boy recliners? We're better than that. We must be better than that. I don't like what I see happening in our country. This kind of thing is exactly why I launched Merritt Street Media and wrote, We've Got Issues. I don't like seeing the weaponization of our justice system, agencies, and powerful government actions that, frankly, just make my skin crawl for all of us and for my grandchildren. And let's be honest, this is so not just about Trump. If you let your hatred for Donald Trump compromise your ability to find true north on your moral compass, shame on you. If you let your disgust for Biden make you blind to the inevitable consequences of pursuing revenge, then God help the children who will inherit the dystopian nightmare we create. We need leaders who will pledge to end this vicious cycle right now and return us to that safe place where our institutions are no longer bastardized and weaponized, but rather simply serve their intended purpose.
Well, that means criminals need to go to jail.
We have serious problems to solve, and it will take serious people to solve them. Men and women who we hold accountable for doing that which they were selected or hired to do. They need to know we are watching and their positions are
privileged. All right, so it goes on for about another minute, but let me just come out of this and respond here a little bit. Now, what this represents is that the centrist American that wants to remain neutral and non-political sees how corrupt the system is, specifically against Donald Trump, and they see how dangerous that could potentially be for the future. But the problem here is, and this is where we really walk a fine line, they see it as revenge if Republicans go after Joe Biden. Well, the Biden crime family are criminals. So it's not revenge, it's justice. So I don't know what it's going to take for that next foot to drop with the people like Dr. Phil taking this political walk. And it's better that position than obviously the complete Trump derangement syndrome, but this isn't about revenge. This is about the criminals that have been running our country and are going after Trump illegitimately, finally facing justice. That's what it's about. And if that doesn't happen, that's the nightmare of the tyranny that we will inherit. Not if we let them go because we don't want things to get nastier.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Because Biden is limited in how much activity he can engage in per day, they've launched this team of spokesmen and women to go do TV hits because it's too big of a risk for Joe Biden to do it. And so you'd think, oh, you're running for president. Well, what's the number one asset when you're running a presidential campaign? Well, it's the candidate. Well, not in this case. Joe Biden is the number one threat to the candidate. So you try to limit his availability and the public's access. So they have these spokespeople. This one didn't go so well. One of the Biden spokeswomen asked about cognitive function, and, well, it didn't go so well here in clip two.
How much should a candidate's cognitive function factor into that decision when someone votes?
I don't even know what that question means.
When they vote, should they be thinking about which candidate, how they're functioning cognitively?
Sure, absolutely. They should.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Adrian Elrod, senior Biden campaign spokesperson. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Oh, all isn't right, that beautiful? It's so good. It's so nice. You run it twice. Now let's, this is such a disaster. And they can't completely hide the campaign. They have to do media hits. They have to have some messaging so that they can't just go completely dark. They're not going to avoid this question, but let's review here. Play the first question and response for me and then hit pause.
How much should a candidate's cognitive function factor into that decision when someone votes?
I don't even know what that question means.
She doesn't know what the question means. She has no, I have what, cognitive function. I never heard of her. Now, what is the revelation here? She knows exactly what he's talking about. She knows that that issue only applies to one candidate, and his name rhymes with Schmo Schmiden. So she has to avoid the answer because obviously the question is about Joe Biden's mental health and cognition. So, oh, I've never even heard of that. Do you think the candidate should be able to breathe air? Oh, air? Breathe? What? That's crazy. So she obviously knows exactly what it means, but she's so put off by the question, and they're just used to fluff pieces anyway, that she says, I don't know what it means. She doesn't know what it means. But of course she does, so he just asks it again. So go ahead.
When they vote, should they be thinking about which candidate, how they're functioning cognitively?
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Adrian Elrod, senior Biden campaign spokesperson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
should they consider cognitive function when voting for president? Absolutely they should, says the Biden spokeswoman. Oops. Oops. Who do you think that impacts? Who do you think that impacts? Wow. Now, again, why can't Joe Biden, why does the Biden campaign demand that there is no audience at the first presidential debate? Because it's too much for Joe Biden to handle. It'll confuse and disorient him. And you have to be on your feet during a debate, especially when you have Donald Trump on the stage with you. So what do you think would happen if Joe Biden tried to go to a UFC game and shake 100 people's hands as he's walking, or for him to be shuffling down the walkway? So that is a complete disaster right there. And they can't avoid it, folks. They cannot avoid Joe Biden's cognitive decline. They can't avoid it. They can't hide from the press. They can't hide him from the media forever. What is this debate in 22 days going to be like? What is it going to be like? Democrat Texas lawmaker claims Biden executive order will not curb immigration crisis. Well, of course not. Of course not. Anybody that thinks it will or does is a moron. Minnesota allows for permanent absentee voting. Permanent absentee voting. A Minnesota voter can now sign up for a permanent absentee ballot. So you can live wherever you want and you just vote. Oh yeah. Democrats aren't going to use that. Minnesota joined 8 other states and Washington, D.C. to allow all voters, irrespective of disability status or age, to register online to permanently vote absentee. This will allow voting as early as 46 days before the election. And then you have to make a request to leave the absentee list. So you just sign up once and now you got your mail-in ballot. I mean, folks, if you don't see, of course they're doing this with 152 days till the election. If you don't see how this is going to be used for voter fraud. Now, I don't know all the state's laws. I just remember in 2016, I had to vote absentee because I was registered in Missouri, and I moved to Texas in 2016. So I did vote absentee in Missouri for Trump, but now I'm registered. Since I'm registered in Texas, I vote in Texas now. But I don't get mailed a Missouri ballot, which would give me the opportunity to vote in the Missouri election anyway. But now they're just going to mail you a ballot every election cycle. And you can see how that would be used and abused potentially. Or they're, because the Democrats spend millions of dollars on voter data, they'll find who's on the permanent absentee list. They'll find out when you move, and then maybe, who knows, they might just end up voting for you. Just looking at the potentials here. That's all. Just looking at the potentials here. Over 500 non-citizens register to vote in local D.C. elections, only 28 as Republicans. Bingo. There it is. There it is. So 472 non-citizens register to vote Democrat, only 28 as Republicans. You see why Democrats want to bring in all the illegals? You see why they want massive amnesty immediately? You see it? And they get all the propaganda on the way up here telling him to vote Democrat, how to register, how to vote, the whole nine. Arizona GOP files bombshell lawsuit against corrupt Secretary of State after discovering from 500,000 to 1.3 million illegal voters on state's voter rolls. So it's the same thing with the permanent absentee ballot. And 100%, or let's say 99%, this is the voter data that the Democrats harvest and then use and abuse. 99%, that's what's going on. 1.3 illegal votes on the states, 1.3 million illegal votes on Arizona's voter rolls. Now, they're cleaning this stuff up. I'm not sitting here telling you to have the utmost confidence in elections. I'm not telling you that. But when people say, well, they stole it in 2020, they've done nothing, they'll steal it again in 2024. To say they've done nothing is just not true. They have done things. They have removed millions, if not tens of millions, of illegal voters off the voter rolls in multiple states. The Republicans have thousands, if not tens of thousands, of lawyers and poll watchers ready to go. You combine that with the information that we can retain from the 2020 election of how they engaged in their chicanery, double, triple counting ballots in the Democrat cities, bringing in mail trucks full of ballots at 3 o'clock in the morning in massive vans, lying about a water main break so people leave the tabulation centers and they pull out boxes and stacks of ballots from under the tables, blocking the windows at tabulation centers in Philadelphia. And so the list goes on and on. They're not going to be able to pull that off. So they've lost millions of illegal voters, non-voters, from the rolls, and they now have thousands, if not tens of thousands of people ready to go to get engaged in poll watching. And now that we know all the tactics the Democrats run on election day, we can actually observe it, report it, and stop it. So they have done things. Again, this is not me saying, oh, you can trust the election results, have the utmost confidence. I'm just saying they have made adjustments and that there will be a difference as far as what they can and can't get away with. I mean, the drop boxes, they got people watching the drop boxes. I mean, remember it was like a year ago when the RNC was first starting to kind of push this, when the Trump started really getting involved. Now Laura Trump's basically running the show. Watley's kind of the executive and Trump is kind of the idea person and, you know, community outreach, if you will. Remember, they're writing stories. Republicans are going to have rogue renegades watching the polls. Oh my gosh. They're going to have terrorists watching the polls. It's like a 96-year-old grandma. Republicans recruit violent activists to watch the polls. It's like a priest. Remember all those headlines? So they're going to be poll watchers. They're going to be lawyers. I mean, I talked to a lawyer. She was arrested. She came on the show. Jennifer Fleck. She's involved in local politics. She was watching the polls. She noticed what they were doing in Texas. They arrested her. And I was talking to her about this like a month ago. She was like, yeah, Owen, well, remember they tried to arrest me? I was like, well, there's reinforcements this year. Do you have more confidence? She's like, well, no matter what, I'm going to be there doing the poll watching. But yeah, there'll probably be reinforcements this time around. So I don't think they get away with it all. Again, are they planning to cheat? Of course. Does a bear crap in the woods? Does a salmon swim upstream? But we're going to be watching them now, and we know all the tactics that they engage in. So I don't know if they can get away with it all. I don't know if it's going to be enough. Yeah, here's an example. GOP intensifies scrutiny of voting. We're keeping a close eye on you. But imagine, even the admission here, the admission here in these stories is that they don't want you there watching them. They don't want you there watching them counting the votes. They don't want you there watching them on election day and everything they engage in. Well, why is that? Why didn't the Democrats want a review of the 2020 election? Why didn't the Democrats, when all of this testimony was sworn affidavits to go through questioning the results of the 2020 election, why did they want to hide it all? Why did they sue people like Rudy Giuliani and try to shut him up and Mike Lindell and try to shut him up? Why are they so worried that you might be at the polling location, that you might be at the tabulation centers watching what they're doing? Why would that scare them so much? Of course, we all know the why. Because they're going to cheat. And they plan to cheat. And they can't get away with it if you're there watching. But see, you have to understand the mindset of these people. Right? Look at what they're doing to Donald Trump. And the liberal Democrat will sit there with a straight face and tell you, yep, Trump's the criminal. Yep, they got him in New York City, or Trump's this, or he's that, or whatever. And they all go along with it. They know they're lying. They know you know they're lying, and they still lie. What is that psychology? It's a really dark and twisted, unwritten agreement that all the liberal Democrats have, which is that they rank above you in the political caste system, and so therefore it's their moral obligation to lie to you and deceive you into their tyranny. So they don't have to sit here, and in many cases, they don't have to sit down and have meetings about how they're going to cheat. They all get it. They all inherently know we have to cheat. This is okay. We have the moral high ground. We have the political high ground. These conservatives are the bad people. They're Nazis. We're doing the right thing. So yeah, we're going to cheat. So they're not sitting here talking to themselves about how they're going to cheat. I mean, some of them probably do at a certain level, but at the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these leftist news outlets that are scolding Republicans for wanting to have poll watchers and wanting to have lawyers out there, they know what's going on. So they know the Democrats are cheating in these elections, that they know that they have all their liberal activists out there double, triple counting ballots, blocking the windows so you can't see in. They know all this is going on. It's the unwritten agreement that yeah, we're better than the conservatives. Yeah, so we lie, cheat, and steal. They deserve it. They deserve it. They don't have to agree with it. They don't have to shake hands with one another and have meetings and all agree to it and how they're going to do it. They're just all in on it. They're just all in on it. It's what unites them. Their hatred for you, their hatred for us, their hatred for Trump. It's what unites them. And deep down, they all know they lie about Donald Trump. And deep down, they all know they lie about political issues like George Floyd and racism. They all know they cheat to win elections. They all know it. Deep down, they all know it. It's the big unwritten agreement. But they're united by hatred. So it's the unwritten agreement. Yeah, we're going to cheat. Yeah, we're going to lie. Yeah, we're going to steal. Yeah, we're going to deceive. But that's because we're better than you. That's because we need to dominate you. And they're all right there in the ideology, in the psychology. And then they admit it. And then they admit it when they publish stories like talking about how scared they are that you might be there poll watching. If it was 10,000 Democrat poll watchers, do you think they'd be afraid? No. But because it's 10,000 Republican poll watchers, now they're panicked. Now they're panicked. By the way, how many stories are you seeing about Bob Menendez or Henry Cuellar? I'm just curious. Are you seeing that every day? Are you seeing big pieces every day and big presentations and Bob Menendez watch and Henry Cuellar watch? Are you seeing any of that? Do you know what party they're affiliated with? Well, let me just tell you, if they were Republicans, you'd be hearing about it all day long. But since they're Democrats, they just kind of cover it up. Well, Menendez lost the New Jersey Senate primary to Andy Kim. So he doesn't have the incumbent effect that Menendez would have. But he was able to beat Menendez in the primary, and obviously now will go on as the favorite. Who knows? Maybe New Jersey could flip that seat, especially with all the Trump support and down ballot voting for Republicans. But Menendez isn't going away. Bob Menendez, battling bribery charges and has no staff, is going to run as an independent.
How in the hell is this going on? Because the media is letting him get away with it. The media has let Bob Menendez get away with his bribery. This is the guy who had jackets full of gold bullion, glove compartments full of cash, pockets full of cash, bribes, foreign countries, and the media's covered it up. And now he's going to run as an independent. And that's because the media has not completely destroyed him. So if you're an innocent Republican, they'll destroy you. If you're a guilty Democrat, they'll protect you. But now hold on. Hold on. Think about the stones on Bob Menendez to try to get back into the Senate while facing bribery charges. And as an incumbent, to run as an independent, potentially taking votes away from the Democrat primary winner in a Senate race where the majority could be very slim, and that could potentially be the flip of the majority. What is that? Think about that. I'm going to be monitoring this. This could be key. If Menendez, with his boots full of cash and jackets full of cash and gold bullion, if Menendez runs as an independent in New Jersey as an incumbent because the Democrats won't remove their own, even when he is caught with gold in his pockets from foreign countries, bags of cash. Yeah, this is all in the Menendez case. Did you see any of this, by the way? If it was a Republican, you'd see all of it. If it was Trump, oh my God, stop the press. Stop everything. But because it's a Democrat senator, we all ignore it. If Menendez runs as an independent against the Democrat nominee, the Democrat winner in the primary, Andy Kim, how does the Republican not become the favorite in that race, especially with the massive turnout Trump's about to get in New Jersey? And if the Republicans are active in New Jersey with the poll watching and the voter database and everything else, that could be a very important Senate race to watch right there and could end up maybe even flipping the majority. And what a beautiful karma that would be. What a beautiful karma that would be that Bob Menendez, with all of his money and gold and everything else, as a crooked senator, ends up costing the Democrats a seat. Wouldn't that be glorious? And then that flips the Senate majority. Oh, you can only hope. You can only hope. But we're going to be watching that. I can't believe it. And I guess the reason why the Democrats aren't attacking him is it would put a focus on his corruption. So what are the Democrats going to do? Are they really going to let Menendez run as an independent and potentially cost him a seat? Or are they going to attack Bob Menendez for being a corrupt senator, taking bribes to try to get him to drop out of the race and save that Senate seat and potentially the Senate majority? You think Chuck Schumer is going to kick into gear? Maybe Menendez is trying to bribe the Democrats now. You know, he has a history of that type of thing. Maybe Menendez is trying to shake down the Democrats. Like, hey, you want me to drop out? Show me the money. I'm Bob Menendez. I'm corrupt. I take bribes. You want me to drop out of this race so that you can maintain power? Pay me, baby.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Well, take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's look at some of the geopolitical news here. It really is. NATO is just disgusting. And I can't tell if they're really desperate for a war with Russia or regime change in Russia for political reasons, or if they just want to try to keep NATO appearing as relevant so that they can just continue to launder the money and the weapons for a defunct alliance, which is defunct. Russia tried to join NATO, and they were about to. And then they basically got sabotaged by the CIA and MI6. So the whole thing is defunct. Russia-Ukraine war. Biden tests Putin nuclear threats in Ukraine. And so Russia's been running nuclear drills on the border. And now they're basically saying, you know, if Ukraine joins NATO, or if you arm, if you continue to arm Ukraine, or if you strike in Russia, that they're going to use the nuclear option. So there's this constant push and pull and tug. And I mean, look, obviously the U.S., the CIA, Mossad, MI6 engage in regime change all over the world. Certainly they don't think they'd get away with that in Russia. Maybe they do. I think it's more likely that these political psychotics that we have would indeed try to keep NATO relevant with all this saber rattling going on with Russia so that they can continue to launder money and weapons and in Ukraine as well. Yes, I think our political class in Washington, D.C., in the Pentagon, in the State Department, I do believe they are that psychotic. Yes, absolutely. I have no doubt. But could they go too far? Video and images show intercontinental ballistic missile test launched from California. The United States launched an unarmed intercontinental ballistic missile from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California early Tuesday morning. The first of two test launches scheduled for this week. So Russia doing drills similar to this. Now Kim Jong Biden doing drills like this. The Air Force Global Strike Command shared a video and images of the missile, Minuteman 3, as it rocketed up and left a burning trail of smoke and flames through the sky of North Santa Barbara. So Kim Jong Biden doing some ballistic missiles launches. But, you know, it's not really good to saber rattle right now when our military is extremely depleted, morale is extremely low, and they can't even, they're not even competent enough to build a pier. We'll come back to that in a second with the pier issue. IDF chief, Israel nearing decision on whether to launch war against Hezbollah. Now, this is in response to Hezbollah starting massive fires in Israel. Some truly apocalyptic scenes there. War cabinet huddles as blazes sparked by Hezbollah attacks scorch north. London warns Beirut to prep for IDF offensive. So it's just that whole situation is going on. So it's Lebanon, it's Jordan, it's Syria, it's Gaza. Israel is just attacking everybody right now. So you got those geopolitical tensions heating up. U.S. House passes bill to sanction International Criminal Court over Israel. So the ICC, notice not over Hamas. So the International Criminal Court sanctioned Hamas or issued arrest warrants for the Hamas leadership and for Netanyahu about a month or so ago or less, saying that Netanyahu is guilty of war crimes. Most of the world agrees with that. And I mean, really? Look, there's no doubt there's a political element to the International Criminal Court. It's mostly just a political body. And it really doesn't even have much teeth to bite with anyway. But it's like, if there was ever a purpose for the ICC, this would be it. And so to step in and tell Israel to stop killing tens of thousands of people, many women and children, this might be like one of the few times, if ever, that the International Criminal Court is actually trying to step in and do the right thing. Now, the problem is, you do have implicit bias against Israel and against Jewish people that goes on by the left. But then because of that, to just excuse Israel and everything they do is just completely immature and unintellectual. So the International Criminal Court is finally doing the right thing, and it's probably not even politically motivated. It's probably motivated by the right thing to do, which is, hey, Israel, stop the slaughter in Gaza. But they haven't, and they don't care about the International Criminal Court. So now, and it was a Republican bill, it got votes in both sides of the House. It was bipartisan support. So now they've sanctioned the International Criminal Court that usually does the bidding of the West. So if the West wants the International Criminal Court to scold Putin or Kim Jong-un or anybody else, they pull the leash and the ICC barks. So this just shows to me that this was an organic decision. Most of the world agrees that Israel has gone completely out of control in the Gaza Strip. And so this was probably actually the first non-political move to actually try to stop innocent people, innocent blood from being shed in Gaza. And for that, they get scolded. And so it just shows you that this is how it works. The CIA or MI6 or Mossad, they run all these institutions. They run all these institutions. And you think, oh, it's the International Criminal Court. No, it ain't. It's run by the intelligence agencies in the West. This would be the time where they should step in and say, Israel, you have to stop. But because it's not an actual International Criminal Court, because it's a political body, now they're doing the bidding of their owners, or the Republicans are trying to get them to do the bidding of their owners, which is the CIA, which is the West. And they're saying, no, you're not going to call for arrest of Israeli leaders. They can kill 100,000 people if they want. You don't do that. They're allowed to do that. Imagine that. The International Criminal Court actually serves its purpose and they get scolded for it. But how is the U.S. military going to keep up with Russia that's war ready and battle hardened when they can't even build a pier and deliver aid? Here's Matt Gaetz talking about that in clip three.
Mr. Speaker, I rise to alert the House and the country to the latest boondoggle in foreign policy executed by President Biden. And this time, it's the decision we've made to become the Port Authority of Gaza. This pier has been a debacle at a cost of $320 million. In 2 weeks, we have not even distributed 1,000 metric tons of food aid. And in 3 months, the entire pier has to be dismantled because of rising seas and impermissible weather conditions. So at most, we're going to be able to deliver about 7,000 metric tons of food at a cost of $320 million. Now, I don't know much about what a metric ton is, but I know what the price per pound is. This is $20,730 a pound for food. So if you are in, like, preparations for your summer barbecue and you think your grocery bills are too high, know that you, the American taxpayer, are incurring debt to send food to Gaza at a cost of $20,730 a pound. I yield back.
And the pier is gone. The food is gone. It's a complete disaster. That's how incompetent the military is right now under the Democrat Party liberal ideology. Joe Biden president.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Guardian today, the re-invoking the Trump is Hitler. How about this one, though, from the legend, Zoe Williams. Truly a legend status for this writer at the Guardian, Zoe Williams. I mean, just a massive intellectual heavyweight here. Getting fit is great, but it could turn you into a right-wing jerk. Wow. Yeah. Interesting admission, actually. The more healthy you are, the more fit you are, the more likely you are to be right wing. The more self-actualized you become, the higher you are on self-righteousness. Oh, a liberal is going to lecture you on self-righteousness? Wow. Becoming physically fit, becoming healthy could make you a right wing jerk. Well, and of course, she has to say jerk, too. Because you can't just be right-wing, you know, you can't just be a conservative. You're obviously a jerk. Surprised you didn't say right-wing Nazi. But they've already put out headlines that's like, nationalist Nazis, right-wing Nazis drink raw eggs, right-wing Nazis like raw milk, right-wing Nazis like to lift weights. Are you a racist if you're in shape? So they've been playing this card for a while here. It's ironic. There might be a level of truth. Yeah, the more you get into shape, the healthier you are, you turn into a right-winger. Probably something to it, actually. Healthy body, healthy mind. Unhealthy mind, you're not a conservative, you're a liberal. So it makes sense. And then that's, you know, then you see the stats like this, and you say, 61% of U.S. adults will have some type of cardiovascular disease by 2050. Now, could this have to do with a certain safe and effective vaccine? Now, I'm not saying this is totally attributed to that. There's all kinds of different health issues that are causing the cardiovascular issues. The modern day junk food diets, no doubt, part of that. But it's, you better be body positive. Oh, you're obese? You're body positive. Don't be physically fit. That makes you a right-wing jerk. So be morbidly obese and have body positivity and take 5 vaccines and have a heart problem and die by 2050. That's the great liberal plan. And you'll be saving the planet if you would just die already. Now, of course, we want you to have a healthy lifestyle. We do want you to be physically fit. We want you to have good cardiovascular health, actually, to be specific even. And that's why we have products at InfoWarsStore.com to address just that. Nitric Boost and VasoBeat Complete, both 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take your pick. I actually prefer VasoBeat Complete. I like the liquid tincture. I like to put it in drinks because I know it's good for blood flow and cardiovascular health. But Nitric Boost is just as high quality. It just comes in a different form in a capsule. But take your pick. Either one, great for cardiovascular health, great for blood flow, and both are extremely important. So don't be a part of the 61% they predict that's going to have cardiovascular issues. Now, of course, I'm not promoting this as a cure to anything, but it's well known that the ingredients in Nitric Boost are good for cardiovascular function and blood flow. It's well known that the high-quality beet juice that we have, which is essentially just a concentrated beet juice, is good for blood flow and cardiovascular health as well. So that's what we do. I mean, you can have – the beauty of supplements is you can have a good diet, but you know what? Sometimes maybe you don't have the best diet or you're not getting all the vitamins and minerals you need in the diet, like nitrates. But it's well known. You eat dark things like beets. It's good for your blood flow. So we just go out there and concentrate a formula and then have it as a liquid tincture. You can put it on their tongue. You put it in a drink. I like to put it in drinks. Good for cardiovascular health. Good for blood flow. 40% off Nitric Boost and VasoBeat Complete. Take your pick or try them both. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Oh, what's this? Study. Vaxxed patients more likely to die from COVID. An Ohio State University study suggests that patients with COVID-19 who were vaccinated against the disease were far more likely to die from it than COVID-19 patients who weren't vaccinated. Published in Frontiers in Immunology found that among COVID-19 patients, mortality rate was significantly higher among vaxxed versus non-vaxxed patients. Now, again, I'm a major proponent of living the experience and then trusting that experience. You're the expert. You're the evidence. And I was talking about this the other day, how I never get sick. I probably hadn't been sick in decades. I also never got vaccines. And I'm healthy. I try to eat as healthy as I can. I'm a right-wing jerk, so I try to stay physically fit, according to The Guardian, Zoe Williams. But I said, okay, well, let's look at me as evidence. Let's look at me as experience. You can do the same thing. I got really sick in 2020, sicker than I've been in 10 years, maybe more. Maybe it was COVID. I don't know. I never got tested. I was just sick. Knew I was really sick. Happened to be after I spent 36 hours in a DC gulag. So, okay, maybe that's a new virus. Hadn't had it before, don't have any immunity to it, knocked me out, really sick, but beat it, got over it, and was fine. Then the next year, I got a little sick again, but not as bad as the first time, and I was able to beat it in half the time, and it was okay. So maybe that's the mutated virus in the next season. You get a little sick, but your immune system is a little stronger. You're able to beat it better. Your immune system is prepared. You're able to kick it off in a shorter amount of time. Haven't been sick since. So that's just me saying, okay, what's my experience? What's my living evidence? What's me as an example? Yeah, there probably was a virus. I didn't have immunity to it. I got sick. I beat it. Got it when it mutated. Got a little bit sick, but not as sick. Now my immune system's fully built, fully ready to recover in response to it. Now I'm good to go. Well, if you got the vaccine, that has killed your immune system. If you continue to get vaccines, then you have no immune system. And now this latest study out of Ohio State has completely proven this. And this isn't the first study that's proven this. We also had the hospital data because they were obsessed over it, especially in 2020 and 2021. They were obsessed with hospital data. And if you remember, the news who was telling you safe and effective with the vaccine, remember they were all perturbed and they would look at the data and they would say, gee. And in 2021, it was like 90% of the COVID hospitalizations were vaccinated. And they would sit here and report on this data and read this data and they'd be so confused to say, 90%? Well, that must be your fault. The person that didn't get the vaccine, that's somehow your fault. And this is their twisting and contortion of reality here. Oh yeah, the vaccine is so good, but it's only good if everybody takes it. No, that's not how that works. So if you took the vaccine, but I didn't, somehow your vaccine doesn't work, but my immunity does. And then that's my fault that you got sick, even though you had the vaccine. And I'm not sick without the vaccine. So you remember the data came out then. Now they've done all these studies. Not to mention the increased cancer rates. Boom, right up after 2021. The increased heart issues, especially in young people and athletes. Boom, right up after 2021, right up after the vaccine. And it's such an obvious phenomenon now, and there's going to be more data and more studies that come out. It's such an obvious phenomenon now that even many, well, I guess those that were now have kind of left the mainstream media, like Chris Cuomo, even they have to admit that, oh yeah, we got lied to about the vaccine. Of course, he was the one doing the lying. He was paid to do the lying. And really, this is probably where RFK picks up a lot of support and Trump loses some support, and that's on the vaccines. And that's on the response to the pandemic. In fact, Rand Paul was recently asked if he would endorse Donald Trump, and he said he wasn't sure. And he basically said he's going to have to do more for his endorsement. And he's still specifically concerned about Trump's response to the pandemic, about the shutdowns, about the vaccines. And so Rand Paul said he's just not sure right now. He'll see how it goes. He'll support Trump on some things, but he's still extremely upset over the COVID response, and I can't blame him for that. But this is where RFK is kind of, it's probably the only place where he has the edge, I think, is with the vaccines and with the COVID response.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Okay, we're in the third and final hour here in the Infowars War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. And we had my attorney Bob Barnes scheduled for this hour. He got tied up in some litigation, so we've had to postpone Bob until tomorrow in the third hour. So that opens up my third hour, and I plan on filling it with your phone calls. I'll give out that number in the next segment, however. We'll put out that number. Let's cover something quickly here, though, as we start the third and final hour. Now, there's all kinds of potentials, I think, that we're facing as just humans living in this occupied planet by a bunch of demons, human demons. Cyber Polygon 2024 to simulate targeted attack on tech company. The Russian government is teaming up with the globalist police force Interpol in a simulation exercise where a group or nation hacks a major tech company so global governments can prepare how to react. Now, this is the same thing they did right before the pandemic, and they've done a couple of these cyber polygon ideas before, but you wonder, so what's the next big thing to get the planet under control, to bring in the global stabilization force, the corporate global government, unelected, to ruin your life, to run your life? So just like the pandemic, they try to bring in the World Health Organization treaties. They failed, but the World Health Organization still has the influence. You saw that during the pandemic. Is it a cyber attack, crashing the financial markets, crashing the banks, whatever? Is it a cyber attack? Is it weather warfare, creating massive weather issues or flooding? Maybe they have that ability, maybe they don't, to say, see, this is climate change. You have to limit what you can consume when it comes to food, when it comes to energy. I think those are the two big things. Now these are just straight up simulations that they'll run, kind of like what they did with the pandemic, where it's a contrived plan that they operate and then use their propaganda media to have you believing the whole thing. And then out of that, they form a new corporate world government wing and give it unelected powers like the World Health Organization. So could it be a cyber attack? Maybe they blame it on AI. By the way, there's some crazy stuff going on with AI. AI brings Black Mirror episode to life with program that simulates speaking to dead loved ones. Eternos says its technology will allow grieving families to engage with life experiences and insights. Did you see that episode of Black Mirror? It's amazing, all these Black Mirror episodes starting to come true. What do you think about that? Would you, if you lost a loved one, would you get an AI program to simulate its existence? Might be on a computer screen now. Maybe later it's a projection, a hologram, or like they have in Black Mirror, it might eventually just be a walking, talking android. I think I'd pass. OpenAI insiders warn of a reckless race for dominance. It's the AI race. You know, you got all the people in AI that talk about, they talk about how it's the biggest threat to humanity. I mean, the only thing that's concerning about AI, I mean, can you even really have sentient AI? Is it not at the end of the day just code written by humans? I guess the scary part would be, and maybe, you know, the great book, the great movie, iRobot, kind of simulates this in a way, in a smaller scale. But it's like if the AI goes rogue or gets some form of sentience and then can take over basically the entire grid electronically or take over things that aren't isolated from it, if that's even possible, like maybe nuclear codes, airplanes. To me, that's the threat. Is it possible? I don't know. The experts are the ones warning about it. All right, we're going to get out the phone line when we come back from this break.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I do have a couple other news stories to cover here. I do want to give out the phone line, get your response to what we've covered so far today. Anything we've covered is fair game. We do have some other things we're going to cover as well. The number to call in, 877-789-2539. It is on the bottom of the screen if you're watching. 877-789-2539, and just let us know your name, where you're from, and we will get you up and on the air. As we are getting your calls, you have these big leftist accounts funded by Democrats on X that are calling for a boycott. They're calling for a boycott of certain NFL teams. Now, the humor here is that they don't watch the NFL, so it really doesn't matter. So you can call for a boycott, but if you're talking to people that don't watch the NFL anyway, so how do you boycott it if you're not even engaging in it to begin with? There was an effect when American patriots and conservatives boycotted the NFL, and so that's why they're not doing the pride statements anymore. But now you have leftist accounts saying, we need to boycott these teams because they didn't release a Pride Month statement and they didn't make a Pride flag logo. Now, let's see if all of them remain without the Pride flag, Pride flag logo. Actually, I kind of like that. I kind of like that, actually. That was an unintentional slip up, but now I think I'm going to go with it. These 11 NFL teams did not issue a Pride flag logo. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cleveland Browns, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Tennessee Titans. I bet the Titans change it. Now they do have a new quarterback. Their last quarterback was a bit of a lefty. So maybe the new quarterback's not a lefty and they're just kind of not rolling with that. New culture there. Kansas City Chiefs, Denver Broncos. You think the Broncos will hold out? Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, New Orleans Saints, Atlanta Falcons. Oh, boycott them. Actually, it makes you feel good. It's kind of like they're pissed off because the Texas Rangers refused to do any Pride Month crap for the second straight year. And now they're shoving it in their face. Because this is it's just the same crap. Oh, it's 4th of July, you don't see, you get maybe one day or one weekend of patriotic stuff, but not every company changes their logo to red, white, and blue. You just had Memorial Day, where we celebrate those that made the ultimate sacrifice. Do they get a month? Do they get some big pride deal? Do they get every corporate logo changed? Why is it always gay? Why is it the LGBTQA two-spirit plus pedophile groups that get this whole month and get this celebration, and now they run around naked in the streets, gyrating and grabbing children? But oh my gosh, change your logo to a gay fag for the entire month, or you're a bigot, and we're going to boycott you. Well, you don't watch us, so we don't really care. So when the Texas Rangers, now they're like shoving it in their face. It's like you go to your baseball team's website and it's like a rainbow flag on the banner. You're like, what in the hell? They gotta let you know that they're for the gays. We really want gays to come play baseball. You know, I guess the balls and the wood isn't enough for these gays. So we're gonna put up a pride flag. Do you think that increases business? No, but it increases our ESG score. We're woke. And the average baseball fan is just like, can we just, you know, we watch for baseball. That's why we watch. We like the game. And then the Texas Rangers changed their banner to Straight Up Texas in June. They changed it. So they didn't change it into a pride flag. They changed it into a new slogan that says Straight Up Texas. Now, kind of makes me want to root for the Rangers. Not even because they're the reigning champs, but because they're shoving it in the left's face like they do to us. Good for them. More of this, please. More of this. And less of this. This is actually extremely disturbing, to be honest with you. This is really disturbing and really sad. This is a young girl at a pride event. I forget where it is. They have a little banner up there. You can see in the video. You know what? I don't even know if I can show this to you. This is really disturbing and painful, actually. I'm not sure I want to show this. It's a young girl. Can't be much. I mean, maybe a teenager. Yeah, maybe we just play it before she strips it. Maybe let's just do that, guys. Benbrook Pride. And so what you see here is a young girl who's transed. And she's doing, I guess, some sort of a performance art deal at this Pride event. And she takes off her trans flag shirt to reveal her mastectomy scars, and it's really disturbing and painful. And she's kind of sitting there after she takes the shirt off and is like praising, it's like a praise, like worship ceremony, like a religious experience. And this is a young girl who's now had her entire life destroyed. And I forget what I was listening to. It was the other day, and it was an older woman who got deceived into the trans movement, and she's spoken at some events before, and she talks about how when she was young, like this young girl, she got tricked and deceived into having a mastectomy and some other chemical therapies, and then she kind of matured and got into high school, and her friends were dating and going to dances and, you know, talking about makeup, and she felt left out now. And now she's, you know, tried to transition back to a woman, but she's had the permanent surgeries and everything else. And so she doesn't feel like a woman, even though she's a woman now, and she has to live with that. And so that's why she tries to speak about this and stop other girls from doing it. It's really a painful thing to watch. So for the young girl, your heart breaks. For the leftists, for the demons that do this, you're just at a loss. How can you be so sick? How can you be so sick to chop up and mangle little boys and girls for your own sexual deviancies? How can you be so sick, and how can we as a nation allow such a sickness to infiltrate our education system? So I'm glad we didn't show that video. It's a good thing. We shouldn't show that. That's a young girl who's been abused. That's an abuse victim who literally strips at a, I mean, think about it. If that girl can't be much older than like 13, 14 years old. If a 13 or 14 year old girl is doing a performance at an event and strips topless, obviously you wouldn't show that, and that would not be celebrated, and that would be considered extremely inappropriate. But it's this thing now where, oh, well, if you're with Gay Pride, then now you get carte blanche to be perverted, to be deviant, to strip naked. I would not show that ever. And I'm not going to show it even if it's a trans person showing off the mastectomy scars that have completely destroyed her body. I mean, it looks like her chest looks like it's been completely destroyed by this. And now you're forced to look at it, and that's why I'm not showing it. It's all over the internet. It's all over your news feeds. And you're told you have to celebrate this destruction of youth, this destruction of innocence, this destruction of beauty. And the whole thing should never happen and should be considered extremely inappropriate. But no, it's Gay Pride, and it's Gay Pride Month. So we allow this and we celebrate this. And it's not enough, by the way. It's not enough for the left. It's not enough for the sexual deviant left posing as Pride Month. They say they want more access to the kids in clip 7.
And so I did a study abroad in the Middle East with Israel and Palestine.
Would you say you're pro Palestine or pro Israel?
By the way, okay, you know what? Hold on. Let me present this better. Let me present this better, actually. This is a Pride event where you have a cross-dressing individual, actually goes by Lady MAGA, probably heard of him, and he's talking to the Pride people and the gay folks about Israel and Palestine, and they're obviously on the left, so they have to be anti-Israel, and then they get shocked to find out what happens to gay people in Palestine. So let me just properly pitch that. Go ahead.
And so I did a study abroad in the Middle East with Israel and Palestine.
Would you say you're pro-Palestine or pro-Israel?
Pro-Palestine.
As a gay man, I would be punished and or put in prison or killed if I were openly gay in Palestine. How do you react to that?
I didn't know that. So
it is illegal to be gay in Palestine. You are punished by prison or death.
Israel?
No, Israel has gay pride. Israel is completely open to lesbian and gay people. So Palestine puts them in prison or kills them. You weren't aware of that?
I was not aware of that, no. So that does pose an interesting aspect.
Have you seen the Queers for Palestine movement? It's a very common movement, but I don't see any Muslims for Queer movements.
Yes. That's where it gets gray, right? Like, that's really. Where I
well,
feel
well,
like...
Well, for me, it's not gray. I am fearful of Islam because there is no Islamic country on earth that embraces me as a gay man.
So, okay. So maybe I'm confused because Israel, still an Islam country, right?
No, Jewish.
Okay.
So Israel's Jewish, Palestinians are Islamic.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Lot to unpack there, huh? Poor Elliot Page. Poor Ellen Page, now Elliot Page. What they stole from us, those bastards. You bastards. Sadly, that's probably an abuse victim just trying to stop the abuse from Hollywood. All right. That's enough of that. Let's take some phone calls here as we are in the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'll tell you what, let's go to Will in California with an interesting story here. I'm actually working on this right now. Will, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Yeah. You know, a quick tidbit. D-Day is tomorrow, the anniversary of storming Normandy.
Yeah, it's the 80th anniversary, isn't it?
Yes, I believe you're – yes, it was in 44, yes, 80 years. I had a friend say this to me. He said, are you ready for World War III tomorrow? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, the New World Order. He said, it's June, which is six. June is the sixth month. It's a sixth day, and two and four make six, so it's 666 tomorrow. Anyway.
Yeah, I've seen that too, and the Q posters have sent me that stuff too. Let's hope we get through tomorrow with no problem then, you know? But it is the anniversary of D-Day, and I'll tell you what, there's not many men left. There are not that many men left that actually were there and fought in World War II, and those that were, we should listen to them, and we should listen to their wisdom, and we should appreciate what they experienced and witnessed as well. And so I hope that there's a lot of opportunity. I'm going to use this show to try to play some interviews and some clips from those that, that stormed the beaches that day. But this is a generation of men that are almost completely gone.
Absolutely. We have to honor them. My dad was one of them. Another couple of patriots that are fighting for freedom, obviously Scott Ritter and Judge Andrew Napolitano. I'm sure you've heard they've been detained and their passports confiscated.
Yeah, so I'm working on this. I'm talking to some other people about this. I may have a guest on about this, too. I think Napolitano is okay. They did detain and take Ritter's passports. They're working. He's working on that situation. My understanding is that they were going to Russia to speak on a panel. They rejected Ritter from going. I think Napolitano is still able to speak. Again, I'm still working out these details. I may have a guest on this tomorrow. We've also reached out to Scott. He's going to try to come on with us next week. But yeah, I mean, as far as geopolitical information, Scott Ritter is top tier. And of course, Judge Napolitano with his show as well.
I'm anxious to hear all about it. You know, the State Department detaining at least Scott Ritter. We know that much. I've seen a couple of videos, but violating First, Fourth, Fifth Amendment. You know, we're really sick of all this top tier dual citizenship and oath of offices that aren't actually bona fide and signed, etc. It would be nice to get to the bottom of everything and start talking about peace rather than war.
You know what's so strange, and thank you for the call, Will, it's that I don't know what it is. You can pretty much go to any country as an American and not have the government get involved in that. I mean, you can go to Palestine, you can go to Israel, you can go to China, Brazil, I mean, name it, Mexico, you name it. You can pretty much go anywhere. And the U.S. government doesn't really interfere with that, you know, as long as you're not on a travel probation or something. Russia, like, they don't, it's very weird. Like, Alex tried to go with Russia. Alex Jones tried to go to Russia. There were problems. Tucker Carlson tried to go to Russia, did go to Russia. There were problems. Scott Ritter tries to go to Russia and has problems. So I don't know what that's fully about, but I'm talking to some people about this story. I hope to have Scott Ritter on next week and, we'll get his idea on the whole thing. All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe in the USA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Good.
Well, first of all, I'm registered no party, and I would just wanted to give my point of view on, like, politics, basically. Basically, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you get what you what they stumped for or what you voted for about the first year or so. And then basically it all just falls to crap. And then the rich elites just take back over. And, you know, I think, you know, originally, like even Democrats, they all have real sincere reasons why they're voting for Biden. But do you actually think that Democrats are actually that voted for their party this last cycle are like truly happy? Probably not. And Trump in that same breath is no different than anybody else. In the beginning, I think Republicans and a lot of people were very happy, but in the end, he made a lot of screw ups and a lot of mistakes, and people are still unhappy. And as far as like Trump, people say, oh, Kim Jong Un, you know, cried on his shoulder, you know, Xi Jinping loves him and all this and that. Well, that's funny that, you know, all these foreign leaders are afraid of Trump, but with his domestic competitors, they're ready to put him in prison for the rest of his life, and he sits there and has pillow fights with them. Like, he's sitting there like, Joe Biden says he can beat me in golf or something, and it's like it's a big joke, and Joe Biden's administration has him on the brink of being in prison for the rest of his life. And I have to give Rand Paul props for coming out public and saying he's not going to straight up vote for Trump.
Well, he said he wasn't going to endorse Trump or campaign with Trump. He didn't mention voting. I think that, you know, kind of to boil down your analysis here would be, and look, you know, Trump talking about golf, I mean, that's one comment. He's had plenty of hardcore rhetoric as well. I think he underestimated it. You know, I just think he underestimated the corruption. He underestimated it when he got in, or maybe he thought he could really bring people together. He was wrong. He made bad decisions with who he surrounded himself with. I'd probably credit that more with lack of experience in D.C. than anything else.
And then
leaving office, I'm sure he never expected probably to deal with this level of persecution either.
Again, he's no different on that level. Yeah, so on some levels, you know what, you talk a lot about, well, if it can't be applied universally, then it's probably BS or propaganda. But again, as far as I'm concerned, there's like some serious grifting going on. And like Ted Nugent made a statement saying, if you're not into politics, then you're un-American and you're this and that. Well, I got news for Ted Nugent. It's about supporting the Constitution. Once you take it to a level of politics, now you're in a major distraction. You're in a major circus. I mean, there's plenty of Americans out there who don't want to be involved in politics, but 100% are ready to stand up for the Constitution. So I think there's a lot of like garbage being thrown back and forth here. But again, to me, no matter who you vote for, even if I vote for Biden or even Hillary Clinton, guess what, Owen? After about the first year or two, you're going to get what you voted for, and it's all just going to be the same pot of crap it was before, man.
Well, I understand the argument, and I understand the frustration, and my response is simple. And here's a big issue right now, and I just use this as an example. This isn't even necessarily responding to what he's saying, just using an example, a larger example. Joe, thank you for the call. The big thing is, oh, whether you vote for the left or the vote for the right, you're voting for the Zionists. And so, well, let me accept that as a political theory or even a political reality and say, well, okay, so I'm still going to support Trump because I'm a realist and I'm a pragmatist. So let's just say I accept that you vote left, you vote right, you're voting for Zionism. Well, okay. If I vote left, then I'm getting Zionism with a wide open border and a welfare state and a bad economy. And if I'm voting for Zionism on the right, I'm getting secure borders and a good economy. So this is, you know, it's kind of a bad little boil down, but I'm just trying to make the larger point. It's like, look, there is a difference, though. You might say you're still going to deal with the corruption. You're still going to deal with lying politicians. You're still going to deal with all the BS. And to an extent, you're true. But I don't think it's intellectually honest to say that life under Joe Biden's presidency in America versus life under Donald Trump's presidency in America was not any different. I'd say it was extremely different. Even from just a level of, I mean, look at the political persecution you get under the left. You didn't have that when Trump was president. So, yeah, I get it. Politics sucks. Everybody involved sucks. But there are differences in the results.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost.
We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the new
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Now it's a tough ride for the Washington Post. Nobody trusts them, nobody reads them. Washington Post executive editor steps down in surprise move just months before November election. Yeah. In the middle of the election cycle, pretty odd. I can't sugarcoat it anymore. Will Lewis bluntly defends Washington Post shakeup. They're hemorrhaging, folks. They're hemorrhaging. Nobody's visiting them. Everybody's canceling their subscription. It's completely defunct, except that they don't really run for profit. I'm sure Jeff Bezos takes a massive hit in that every year. But that's kind of just this little thing that the big multi-billionaires will do when they reach a certain stage, is you just kind of buy a news publication just to have it and to kind of control the news and the narrative whenever you need to, whenever you want to. It's not necessarily even run for profit because they just don't make money. And if you look at the LA Times, the New York Times, Washington Post, it's the same story kind of everywhere you go. And they're struggling. So they're going to try. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you try doing news instead of propaganda? Just an idea. I give this advice for free. I mean, hell, they try to shut InfoWars down. They attack us all day long, and we're still on air. So we just tell the truth. You know, just an idea. I'm giving this advice to the Washington Post for free. Try being honest. Try loving America. Might work for you. I don't know. Just a shot. Just a shot in the dark. Migrant accused of shooting two New York Police Department officers had immigration case dismissed within a year of illegally crossing into the U.S. So, thanks, Biden border policy. Thanks, Mayorkas. Oh, you're here illegally? Well, you know what? You can stay. We don't really care. Oh, you killed some cops? Oh. Brownsburg High School shooting threat arrest. A Rwandan refugee, the nice Rwandan refugee, enrolled at Brownsburg High School, faces a felony intimidation charge after police say he threatened to shoot up the school and kill police officers. Arrested last week. He was also arrested previously for drinking alcohol at school and intimidating a police officer. Did you ever do that one? Did you ever do the old booze at school? I don't think that's exclusively up to the Rwandan refugees. But hey, he gets to come here and he's a refugee and, you know, he drinks at school and threatens to kill students and police officers. And it's just a loving refugee. So let's bring more of them in and let's pay for it. Because why not? All right, let's go to, in the phone lines we have William in Arkansas. You're up. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I know the best way to protect Trump after he's elected, and that's put me in as vice president, because if I had charge of the 82nd and 101st, I would hold no bars back. I'm a soldier of 23 years, and to sit here and watch the war profiteering and the just absolute obliteration of our nation is unreal. This radio information site that you guys have worked so hard for needs to stay open. You're an amazing outfit. Where else in the world can some idiot like me give a message to Trump and Flynn and Elon Musk that you better put somebody in the vice presidency position that understands what I just said? My freedom is not a request. Our forefathers gave their honor, their lives, everything. They gave their fortunes. If I gave half of what I have, I still have twice as much as I need. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but I'm certainly willing to do it. Because if I don't give back to this great nation that's gave me everything, all your forefathers helped give us everything we have. Everything I work come from all those vets that we're about to probably for the mainstream media look over tomorrow on June 6th, which is D-Day. I believe in compulsory service. I have no business protecting this nation when others won't. I don't need pay to protect grandma, your church. I don't need permission to protect right or wrong. What the hell is going on here? These are abuses that our forefathers said that they're no longer acceptable. A few wrongs, a few mistakes. Okay, you look into the UCMJ, there's a lot of reasons legally under the UCMJ to relieve an officer of his duty. Maybe he's
Well, let me
not
talk
trying.
About something you just said, and it's a frustrating, messaging we get from specifically the Democrats. Like Ilhan Omar just made this public statement yesterday in response to Biden's, you know, fake border policy, like he's going to secure the border. And, you know, you hear, well, you know, the immigrants have built the country, the gays have built the country, and it's all this other stuff. But then the veterans, the people that died, the people that gave their lives, the founding fathers, you know, those that stormed the beaches on Normandy, like nobody ever gives them the credit. No, you didn't build anything. No, your ancestors didn't build anything. You, the American citizen, you didn't build anything. You that's had family here for hundreds of years, multiple generations, you didn't build a damn thing. You didn't do anything to make this country great. It was all the immigrants and all the gays. You did nothing. I mean, so it's just this ridiculous messaging. William, thank you for the call. Let's go to Kim in Washington, D.C. Kim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Owen. Kim from D.C. I had 3 points to make. One is, as a citizen of America, but also as a citizen of Washington, D.C., it frustrates me when you were talking earlier about the mail-in ballot. And that's something I never wanted to have happen. And Mayor Bowser is sending out these ballots. I heard you mention that, and I don't like that. And other Washingtonians don't like that either.
Did you see, too, that now non-citizens can vote in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, and that upset me beyond reason. And I'm the type of person, I have been registered as a Democrat, Republican, as well as an independent. I have voted for Trump 2 times. I'm getting ready to vote for him for a 3rd time. But I challenge, because a lot of us D.C. residents, it's like approximately 650 to 700,000 residents in D.C. And we're almost held like hostages in a way because of the mayor making decisions without our input, such as declaring D.C. a sanctuary city.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Bowser is also the one that stood down the National Guard on January 6th. So she's all embedded in the Democrat corruption.
Yes, and I really want people to challenge the info warriors to go and find out who is on the D.C. subcommittee. I know Marjorie Taylor Greene is on there. Because D.C. has what they call home rule. We have a home rule act that was like late 60s, early 70s. There has to be a way that it can be revoked and get rid of the mayor, get rid of the D.C. City Council. And Congress, along with the president, can make changes. Our educational system is really bad. I don't like all of the CRT and all the other stuff.
Well, here's what's sad to me, and I've never lived in D.C., and so you're really getting into the local issues. But what I've noticed is I went to D.C. a couple times in high school when I was younger. But, you know, I would regularly be in D.C. when Trump was president, and then I was in D.C. a couple times with Biden as president. It's like a dead city now. I mean, it was like vibrant and it was like hip and the place to be when Trump was president. Now it's like nobody wants to be there. It's like solemn. There's a difference.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands 2 products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
InfoWars.com/show.
So the crazed climate activists, they have a new routine now. Do you see it on the screen? If you try to remove them from the road, they will go and do damage to your vehicle. So here's a guy that out of his car and they're blocking the road, and so another guy stands up and whacks his windshield with a hammer and then runs away like a little bitch. So that's what the climate change activists are doing now. So just be warned. You see a line of climate change activists and you get out of your car to try to remove them from the road, there's a strong likelihood that one of them will take a hammer to your vehicle. So just be ready for that. Just want to give you a fair warning here. We don't want you to get caught off guard and crucial moments like that. And I suspect that these protesters aren't going anywhere, because it's a climate emergency, don't you know? Don't you know? But the people that are spraying all the chemicals in the sky and want to blot out the sun, you know, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about you wanting to eat meat and drive a car. That's on you. Okay? Not the people actually engaged in the weather manipulation, just you wanting to live your life. You're the problem. Folks, remember, here as we're in the final segment of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, remember the Super Summer Sale has begun at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off top-rated, top-selling products like DNA Force Plus. This is the flagship. This is the elite supplement of InfoWarsStore.com. There's nothing else like it on the market, truly. Now, you can find some of the other ingredients in there, and you can go find supplements that just have one or two of the ingredients in them, but this formula is just stocked full of incredible things like PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. DNA Force Plus, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. When that's at a discount, take advantage, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage. It's about cellular energy, longevity. DNA Force Plus, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Stock up on that before it sells out. At these rates, it is sure to. All right, a couple other stories here, and we will also take a couple more phone calls. World Health Organization confirms fatal human case of bird flu in Mexico. There it is. They've said it's jumped to humans, and it's the World Health Organization as they're trying to get the World Pandemic Treaty. It's the World Health Organization. Of course it is. And now it's killing humans. So here we go. Get your bird flu shot. Get your bird flu shot. Epoch Times executives indicted for alleged money laundering. Do you think this is a political thing? Bill Guan is alleged to have laundered some $67 million in funds. So the Epoch Times, I guess you could say anti-establishment. I mean, anybody that tells the truth nowadays is anti-establishment. So the Epoch Times just tells the truth. They're now in it as well. Lawfare is everywhere. How'd Joe Biden get so rich? How'd Nancy Pelosi get so rich? Where's all the money in Ukraine going? Majority of middle-class Americans say they're struggling financially. No, but it's the greatest economy ever, Jack. Gas prices hit highest levels since December, but oil costs plunge. Plunge is an aggressive headline. They fell 3%. They're still at $78 a barrel. So they went down 3%, but Russia and Saudi Arabia are saying that they're going to pump more into the market. So they might go down, but the gas prices aren't. In fact, in California, they're back way up. Way up. They kind of got high for a moment in Texas, but they kind of went back down. They're still way higher than they ever were when Trump was president. But in California, somebody sent me a picture. It was like, I think y'all are almost at $7 a gallon now. Yikes. Restaurant apocalypse is starting to sweep across America. Bad news for the U.S. economy. It's the greatest economy. It's the greatest. Trans inmate indicted for rape. Transfers from California women's prison. So it's a man. And he says, I'm a woman now. So he gets put into the female prison. And, well, you know what happens next, don't you? That's amazing. Imagine you're in the female prison and then the dude steps in the shower and raped you. This is crazy. You can never be too careful with your kids out there. Giant eagle stabbing in North Olmsted, Ohio. A woman suspected of stabbing and killing a 3-year-old boy outside of a local grocery store, given $1 million bond. Yeah, how about $1 billion bond? Why would this woman should be nowhere near any streets ever again? The child and his mother were attacked and stabbed outside the Giant Eagle on Lorraine Road in North Olmsted. At about 3 p.m. on Monday, a mother and her son just finished grocery shopping and appeared to be headed back to their vehicle when a woman wearing all black charged at them with a kitchen knife, stabbing both of them and killing the young boy. And at this point, they say they have no motive established. I mean, this is just horrific. What kind of deranged psychotic at a grocery store for no apparent reason stabs a 3-year-old boy and his mother? What kind of deranged psychotic is that? Did you hear about this craziness in Minnesota? U.S. charity fraud trial disrupted by a $120,000 jury bribe literally tried to give him a bag of cash. A second juror in Feeding Our Future trial excused after hearing about attempted bribe. So there's this Somali group. They started this Feeding Our Future nonprofit, and they were just stealing money, laundering money, and now they're using some of that money to bribe the jury. And they got caught. That's amazing. Well, import the third world, become the third world. So that's this crazy story going on in Minnesota. Cash, $120,000 cash bribes because you were stealing money out of the taxpayer-supported food aid program. $40 million is what they're alleging they stole. So, you know, $120,000 bribe ain't much, Jack. All right, let's take a couple more phone calls here, or at least one before we sign off. Let's go to Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen. I talked to you before. I've got a small business. It's called Freedom Dogs Hot Dog Cart. And I've noticed there's been a huge drop in patriotism among people from 2021, 2022. It seems like there's patriotism has been squelched, and I think it's because a lot of people are sunshine patriots. They don't have the fortitude to go through all of this, which Trump is going through, and all of this, which the January 6th people are going through, and all of the hate that is being thrown our way on a constant level, and it's just a thump, 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 which is constant. And so people are falling away, and I just really noticed the drop in patriotism.
Well, this is a pretty well-studied, well-observed psychology here. And there's a lot of sunshine patriots. There's a lot of grifters. But I think what you're getting into more, it's kind of like it's the championship psychology. You know, you're in Idaho. So it'd be like if you're in Boise, Idaho, and the Boise football team wins the national title. Well, if you go around town, you're going to see a lot more Boise hats, Boise State hats, Boise State shirts. You know, so there's that's kind of always like you want to be on the winning team phenomenon.
No. Really,
and so
really, I'm in a small town, Owen. I'm very far removed from Boise as far as you can get.
I'm just using it as an example. Yeah, people are obviously upset. Our country is being destroyed by the left. They don't like the political persecution. They see all the un-American propaganda. And so, yeah, I understand why people feel that way. Let's go to Austin in California. Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me, Owen?
Yes.
Yes, hi, Owen. So I just had three points I wanted to bring up today. So the first and most important point I wanted to bring up was, so with everything going on, we got to really understand what this is at its core, which is spiritual warfare. I study theology. I study Christian ministry. I read the Bible as much as possible. But, you know, what really this comes down to is a satanic counterfeit. And what they're doing is, you know, just it's terrible. It's terrible what they've done to, you know, what this country was founded on, the Christian Judeo concepts that this country was founded on. They've just completely, you know, corrupted it. They've let it go. They've become so spiritually detached from what we were.
One nation under God. Absolutely. They hate God. I'm out of time here. I'm out of time, so I've got to drop you. But absolutely. I mean, it's spiritual. There's a reason why they dress up like demons and call it drag queen story time. There's a reason why they lie to you about human evolution. There's a reason why they want to remove God and the Bible and Christianity from schools. There's a reason. Because they're demons. And they want to snuff out the light of your soul. All right. That does it for the InfoWars War Room for today. We take a 21-hour break. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.